Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Shift Drinks with your boys from the Modern Waiter Podcast.
We have done our side work. We have gotten our cash out. Now it's time for Shift Drinks. Just a couple of co-workers at the bar talking about our shift. And as usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
We are once again at Anthony's Clam Bar House Bar. Bar.
The spot around the corner.
Treat us good. We got Ashton with us today.
Hi. Hello. Hi, guys.
Are you the no, you're not the first bartender, but the first bartender that we, you know, we have on Shift Drinks, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I feel honored now.
Yeah. Yeah, talking to the mic, though.
Oh, you know, well, listen, this is my first time. We just said this is the first time I'm doing it.
Get close to your mouth. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, listen, I haven't even finished my martini yet, okay? Calm down.
Okay, that's a good segue. So, how are you having a martini? What do you have in a drink there?
Oh, this is the old faithful here. This is after brunch, especially.
Okay.
Stoli Orange Cosmopolitan.
Stoli Orange Cosmo. Yes. That
sounds delicious.
She's never like, that's disappoints. The stand. That never disappoints.
There you go, Danny.
The old faithful.
What are you having?
I am drinking a Blanco tequila with a fresh lime juice and agave.
Nice, nice classic margarita.
Yeah.
No salt.
No salt.
I love it. I'm doing an old fashioned today.
He is.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's not. It's actually pretty. I like the.
Yeah, they went sexy on you.
Ooh, yeah.
Look at that little twist going on there. That was.
They added some love in there.
They added some love on it. I'll take it.
Yes, they did.
I'm drinking it with my eyes. The bartender approves. So if you've never had listened to Shift Drinks before, this is what happens in the restaurant business. We get off of our shift, whether it's at the bar where we work at, which we generally don't and can't do.
Yeah, so, we don't like going to stand at our job anyways.
Yeah, we got to get the hell out of there.
Why would you want to stay at your
some
job?
Some people do, though.
They do.
Some people do. But you can't do that, especially on a brunch shift. A lunch shift. Maybe when you work.
A dinner shift, yeah. I mean, you might stay after and have a beer while you're counting your money if you're a bartender. You know, that's totally different.
Yeah.
But that's not a true shift drink. Shift drink is when you are in your place that you want to be at, and you are enjoying the cocktail so you could talk about your shift with your friends. Or just not talk about anything but your friends.
Yeah, exactly. You don't got to talk about anything. You just got to unwind.
Yes.
You all held the line together.
Exactly.
So now you could just, lick your battle wounds, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
There you go. How was your brunch, Ashton?
Very long.
Long. Because what time did you get there before us?
I get there at 9:30.
So like a half hour before us.
Yeah, just to get ahead of the game.
Voluntarily or that's your in time?
No, I voluntarily do that.
Okay.
It's a lot of stuff.
Makes your shift smoother?
Well, there's a lot of things that go into the brunch that a lot of people don't see, you know. So I got to make sure it's all done and taken care of before everyone comes in and starts driving me crazy.
You were feisty today, by the way.
I was super feisty because last night was just another, you know, entity in itself that we won't get into because segment called, I think you have it as shit show. That's for that one. We'll save that.
Wow. Well, you did well because I don't think it was a shit show, but it was nice though.
So I'm glad it looked like that on the outside then.
Yes, yes. And that's the whole point.
It's all about composure.
You don't want to know how the sausage is made.
Exactly.
and here we have Danny. Fresh off of his trip to Spain.
Yeah.
That's right.
You came back and you look good. You look refreshed.
I am refreshed.
How was it?
It was great. The trip was amazing. Nothing really to complain about. Did like a week on the beach just north of Barcelona. So that was nice and relaxing. Then after that, we went to Madrid. Mm. So I was in the city doing a lot of the good tourist kind of stuff that I like to do anyways.
Yeah.
Checking out museums and went to my hometown of where my great-great-grandparents are from.
That's cool.
Called Avila. My last name is Davila, so okay. We went there. It's beautiful. Went and saw that. That's pretty, to me, that was the highlight of my trip.
There you
was
go.
Going back there.
Went back to your roots.
Absolutely. So, I mean, the trip overall was a success. I can't complain at all.
Fantastic. Yeah. What about your shift? Like, fresh off vacation, you Sunday know, lunch,
really
breakfast, lunch.
You. Exactly.
Hey. That's false, because Paul came back salty like a sandy vagina, bro.
I was about to mention that. I was just about to
Wasn't
say.
Wasn't he, though?
He was very irritable.
I was like, dude, you just came off a vacation. What
I've been gone almost 4 weeks.
Listen, if you're gone before for more than 3 days, that's enough time to decompress.
Absolutely.
And it should at least buy you at least one fucking day that you don't bitch.
Yes. No, you're right. So... my shift, you know, and I could have complained about a couple of people, but I kind of rolled them off my shoulder.
Okay.
And, but for the most part, it was a nice, easy, it was a great shift to come back to.
What time was your end time?
My original end time was 8:30, mm-hmm. and I switched it to 8 o'clock so I can kind of get back to the section that I like to have.
So you pulled an Ashton?
Yeah. I didn't interview him. Well, but I switched with somebody, so I had to come in for an earlier time.
Okay.
So I wanted, because I like my schedule a certain way, so I made sure I got to where I wanted to be. It was straight. I mean, I had good people working with me, good customers for the most part. Only a couple were just, and it wasn't even like they were bad. They were just, you know, it was what it was.
Listen,
people want what they want, and sometimes they can't have it, and you got to explain it to them. And then sometimes they get mad, but once you know, after you get them past that point, and they got
you turn
past,
them around.
Yeah. You turn them around.
Yeah. You turn exactly. that frown upside down.
Absolutely. So it wasn't bad at all. I can't complain.
Ashton, tell me from a bartender's point of view, how does brunch occur for you?
I don't even know where to start with that.
I
get to explain it a million times to every new person before they go to a table. I mean, like,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
like,
because you warm them up. You're like the fluffer. Yeah,
exactly.
You're like the fluffer.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, I got to explain it, you know, I got to teach them everything about multiple times, and they still like don't get it.
And then they leave you.
Yeah. And then they leave. And I'm lucky if they throw a dollar or $5.
Oh.
Yeah, some people are nice. Like today I had a guy. They had a couple just Bloody Marys, a little Bellini. He left $25 off nothing. I was like, well, that was super nice to start my
shift. That's super nice. Because he probably recognized that, you know, he's really paying it forward to you, knowing that, oh, he's going to leave you butt naked, so at least he's going to give you something.
Thank
he threw you a
that.
Blanket.
I'm telling you, because today was not, you know, a good.
It was
saw,
it like last week was better for you.
Yeah, last week, but you know, this week it was fun because I get to hear all the servers vent to me about everything going on. Sometimes I have fun doing that. You know,
I came up
and
vented to her.
Did you?
Oh like, yeah.
So
she did.
I came up to a table, and I just start talking, and this lady starts telling me about her Bellini. So I gave it a one finger, like. I am speaking.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we're not there
I
yet.
I heard you. I got you.
I don't want to hear you. Okay.
She was at the bar first.
Yes.
I saw her. She was a prima donna. Very, I'm waiting for somebody. Like, very flipping the hair.
Oh,
like,
keep waiting.
Oh, yeah. Like, when Marlon came over and started, like, talking to me about it, I had to, like, laugh because people thought he was yelling at me. I'm like, no. Like, you know, you came off so hard. I was like,
I came up hot.
Everyone's looking like, oh, my God, what's happening at the bar? And I'm like, no, this is like, you know, psychiatry here.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, although brunch is better now, I mean, I still only have a certain amount of time, and I want to just say this once, because once I explain it, and then you're going to start, you know, overstepping things, I don't want to deal with it.
Exactly.
You know, I want to be like, I told you.
Oh, I know.
But you weren't listening. Okay? So now I got to make sure that you listen. So, I got you, but yeah. So I was able to, you know, I was able to give them excellent service and all that stuff. But, I mean, come on now. You ain't stop it.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I get people all the time that don't understand. They can't get things off the regular menu.
Mm.
So they see that small plates and they go, I just want this. I go, you understand I'm going to have to charge you for the full.
Yes.
Yes.
No, like, did you not hear anything I just said?
This is
no.
brunch. And you're here to eat or go home.
Exactly.
And speaking of charging them, brunch just went up again.
Again.
A lot?
Even if it's a little bit, it's still a lot.
I know. I was telling the management, I'm like, look, if we're going to do this, we got to give them something else.
We got to give them something else.
I don't care if we go to like Tito's.
Is it like Father's Day prices?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yes. We passed Father's Day prices.
Yeah, no.
Wait, on the regular?
Like, now we're at the holiday prices for the regular day.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what we're at. So I'm scared to know what the holiday price is going to be.
Oh, it can't. I mean, I get it because they're losing their shirt on certain items because everything has gone up, you know.
Seafood especially.
Seafood, and we're a seafood place, you know, and we're slanging crab legs and oysters and all that stuff. So I kind of get it, but I don't at the same time. I mean, I'm kind of happy that I'm not dealing with a lot of that stuff, but as a server, I feel bad. I want to give people their value. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I know you can't kill it on every item. I'm not going to suggest that they change anything, but damn, it's pricey now.
I know.
It's pricey.
Well, I mean, I haven't had any pushback.
I mean, it's pricey before, though.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a good brunch. I mean,
I think we should add something.
Yeah, I mean, I go there whenever I'm off on a Sunday. I make it a point to come see you guys.
Yes, that's why I think you should add something.
I said recommend Tito's. I said even do a bottomless Aperol spritz. Anything. Add something else to just add the something basic. Else. You know, yes. I think for us, for our brunch, you go anywhere else, they give you more options. We're kind of like stuck back in
for
time
drinks,
on the drink side.
For drinks,
what you're saying is, so leave the menu the way it is, but maybe add just one, and I like what you're saying with Aperol, something that gives them a little more variety.
Yes.
Or at least they think they're getting more, you know what I mean? Like, and even people have options instead of just the two.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree with that. Like 100%. An Aperol,
I mean, look, I'm going to be the one making it, okay? So, like, I don't want to hear anything from servers saying, why are we going to do that? You know, like, I'm going to be the one suffering and making all this, so I don't care. I'll do it.
For me, I don't drink Bloody Marys, I don't drink champagne, and I can't stand OJ. I'd be lost.
I get people that are like that, though.
Yeah, I'd be lost. I mean, and you're paying a good penny.
People today spend $100 and whatever dollars it is, and they didn't even want to drink anything. They just ate a couple things. I'm just like, oh my God, like, should I charge for the soda water? No, I'm not. You know,
no, you
like,
can't.
I can't.
Yeah.
You didn't drink any champagne. What am I going
to
do? You know?
I try to do something for them, though. I really do. Because as a server, you're on our side of the thing, you're their advocate.
Yeah,
you know, you want them, to have a good time.
You want them to come back,
exactly.
And, yeah, and you know, especially in the state, I don't want to say the state, but the state of the economy and the way things are, and you know, people are just bouncing back now.
Yeah,
to up things on people like, oh, you know, they're already like, I just came out. What do you mean? What are you doing to me?
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls. Ashton, were you at the bar when I spilled all over myself?
Oh, I saw it.
I spilled mimosa. I had mimosas leaking out my pockets, apron pockets, all through the front.
What are you doing?
it
was the beginning of the shift, too.
It was the beginning of the shift.
Right? First table. Oh, there, that's
bam. Sticky, smelly front apron full of pulp and champagne.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A whole tray?
It was the one. And I caught the glass off. It fell off my tray. With
my
cat right reflexes.
Yeah. I was a witness.
Yeah.
I saw it.
The kung fu lessons are working.
I had no doubt.
There we go.
Yeah, so I mean, but I'd rather let that thing break if I didn't spill all over myself.
Not a good way to start.
So I was just wet. Fortunately, I was able to get a new apron, but the underside.
Ooh.
And it was hot.
It was hot out today. I mean, we got AC outside and it was still brutal.
Dude, once you have those people pack in, all that like body heat and...
No, it was hot out.
And that people exhaling in that one area, the AC ain't catching up.
No.
It was... And I didn't complain about... Everybody else around me was complaining about the heat, but it was... And I noticed it was hot out. I was like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not going to lie. I was just in Spain and Madrid was like 104 degrees, so...
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's nasty.
So, to come home and deal with, you know, high 80s, low 90s, you know, it was like, I can deal with this.
Humidity.
Yeah, no, the humidity's weird.
And you're right on the beach taking it to the face, bro.
Yes.
Not fun.
Oh, not fun.
And the wind wasn't blowing that hard. It wasn't like a strong breeze coming through.
There was no
like
strong breeze, bro.
So.
We don't get strong breeze till March.
True. And then sometimes it's too much.
Then sometimes it's too much.
But it's okay.
You're blowing the lettuce off your plate.
Exactly.
Like, legit. But now the air is more still, unless you have a hurricane. We dodged a couple of hurricanes when you were gone.
I heard it. I heard you guys dodged some bullets, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't really legit caliber bullets.
No,
you
they
know?
Were barely tropical depressions.
Yeah.
So you get a little wind coming through. That's all that matters.
We didn't get anything.
We didn't even get rain.
So far west.
Oh,
we didn't get anything.
We didn't even get rain.
At least we get that good airflow. It's okay.
Yeah, we didn't get shit, which is fine. We don't want it. So it was good though. And is there something out there right now?
No, it's pretty far out there. No,
they're
I just
scare us all the time.
It's pretty far out. Like There's one that's past is going towards New York right now. Mm-hmm. There's another one that just went past through Mexico.
Yeah.
And the other one is like coming off the coast of Africa, like coming into like Puerto Rico. So it's fine. We're okay for a little bit.
That one that just left us went through Boston, and my sister's in.
Yeah, it's up north. Yeah.
My sister's lives here her whole life. She's up there, and they sent her an email in Massachusetts saying, "What is a hurricane?" and trying to explain. I'm like, oh man. I'm like,
has
dude,
to be
like,
explain yes. what a hurricane is.
I was just like laughing. That. I'm like, no, like this is like for
watch
us, we don't
news.
Care down here.
Yeah.
we don't care down here what a hurricane
unless
is.
Unless it's a category 2 and above, we're not really worried about
it. Yeah, I was going to say, about a 3 is when I think. Maybe
exactly.
I'll bring my patio furniture inside. You know, like. Just gonna wing it.
Yeah, Floridians are the wackiest.
You gotta hit us with a real storm.
Exactly.
Yeah, you, like three, like she said, 3 and 4 were like, ooh, because like the 3-4 could easily
get
go up.
No,
could easily
three,
yeah. go up, bro.
If it's a 3 before it gets here, you're worried.
You're worried.
You're not freaking out, but you're at the store like. You got to get gas. You got to get water. You got
to
get the essentials.
You
got to have some candles.
You got to get ice.
You know, you got to make sure your grill has the propane.
Yes.
You got to be ready for those kind of things.
Yes.
And I bet you we still be open for brunch, so it don't matter. There's something like, you got to be coming in. We're going to be serving these.
That bridge is up. We can't
today.
Get over it. What do you got to swim. Jump over. We have a boat waiting for you on the other side.
I'll take that summer wind over there.
I know, right? We'll charter you over. For sure.
That's funny.
Oh, man, thank you so much for joining us. And Ashton, thank you for your first time. We're going to get you on the
Absolutely.
Regular podcast. Yes, as you know, Shift Drinks is just a short format. Quick, we're in and out. We're going to go grab some grandma's pizza. It's delicious.
I need a refill.
And,
that's,
yes.
He should have made it. He'll have it waiting for you. Did he already back you up?
I hope he did.
He knows the rules. There's rules to this thing.
There's rules to this thing. They always take excellent care of us. And thank you for joining us. And we'll see you next time. I'm Marlon Joseph.
I'm Dan DeVilla. Subscribe.
We'll see you next time.
Later. Shift.